The other day, I was rummaging through a drawer in my desk, looking for a paper punch or some such piece of retro office equipment, when I came upon an object that looked at once familiar and mysterious, as if from another age. It was a welded steel ring, about 2 inches in diameter. It took me a few seconds to recognize it, but when I did, it brought back memories of my first days on the Cape several decades ago. I was living in Orleans at the time, and that spring I went to the town hall and applied for my very first shellfish license. The fee was $2, and with the license I was also handed this steel ring. "What's this for?" I asked in my innocence. The town clerk, a woman with more than a tinge of native accent, told me, "That's for the clams. You can't take 'em if they go through the ring." In other words, the ring was used to measure the minimum legal size for local shellfish. Over the years, the nature of the device used for this purpose has changed. The steel ring is no longer used. Instead, we're given a thin aluminum rectangle with a smaller rectangular hole in the middle. The length of the rectangle represents the minimum size for oysters. The length of the hole is the minimum size for soft-shell clams, and the width of the hole represents the minimum thickness for quahogs. In other words, it's a 3-in-1 measuring device, with sizes set by the State Fisheries Agency to ensure that shellfish have a chance to spawn at least once before they're taken. This current device is probably more accurate and effective in managing shellfish stocks, but it lacks the primitive, even atavistic attachment I felt when I was first handed that thick steel ring with my license so many years ago. That shellfish license was my first formal contract with the natural resources of Cape Cod, and the ring was the first tangible sign of my residency in Orleans. It was both a symbol and a functional object related to the character of the land. In an odd way, the ring made me feel as if I were now married to the town. In fact, the cost of a marriage license at that time was also $2. Coincidence? I still have great affection for this, my first clam ring, and though shellfish licenses now cost a good deal more than $2, I find I resent that fee much less than any of the many other local and state fees we're now required to pay. Among other things, it makes me feel that the state still retains some civic wisdom in urging its citizens to live sensible and virtuous lives by setting a circumference to their appetites. At least I thought it was easier for me to pass through the steely eye of this ring than through the mire of paper abstractions and regulations that increasingly confuse a free citizen. Moreover, it set a limit to my plunder of the shellfish. It presented a barrier through which the clam and I must not meet if we were to continue to be good neighbors. The ring gave the clam a metal eye, for lack of a natural one, to keep an eye on me while I was looking for him. Here, I thought, is not merely a tool for shellfish management, but a Cape Codder's parable on the nature of marriage, a symbol of eternal union and separation. With this ring, I thee scratch.